Okay, Yud Gimel Amud Beis. Top of the page, second line down, last word on the line. Ketani says in the Mishnah, La Korban Lo Ochalach, Rabbi Meir Oser. The Mishnah said, if a person uses that Lashon of La Korban Lo Ochalach, it's a good neder. Rabbi Meir says good neder, it's Oser, meaning it works. I asked the Gemara, how could that be? V'halesle l'Rabbi Meir michlal lav atashamehain, because the inference of lo korban lo chalach would be that which I will eat from you will be a korban, which would be fine. But the problem is, Rabbi Meir, we know, holds that we don't say michlal lav atashamehain. So yet here we have Rabbi Meir saying it is a good nether. How could that be? So Amar Rabbi Abba, Nase ke Omer le Korban Yehei lefichach lo ochalach. As we've seen this yesterday, that we interpret his words to mean, we add a couple of words in there, and we say it's as if he's saying le Korban it will be Yehei, and therefore lefichach, therefore lo ochalach. And that's how we interpret it. So therefore, it's not lavatoshem Yehein. It's just interpreting his words, and therefore it's a good neder according to Rabbi Meir. Okay, Rashi, lo korban, he's goris here, lo korban, we have just lo korban, but Rashi's goris, lo korban, lo ochalach, aval sheochalach, have korban, lehachi oser. That's why Rabbi Meir asers, which we said is a problem, because he holds that there shouldn't be, because he doesn't hold by miklavat lavatashem mehein. The East Amrin, some say hachi this way, mashma le korban means bishvil korban lo ochalach. Sheim ochalach ayehe asura like a korban. And then umakshinan vahalesle Rabbi Meir, etc., etc. Okay. Next Mishnah, last one of the parak, haomer le chavero, konem pi medaber imcha. Yadai ose imcha, ragli mehaleches imcha, and all these lashonos asur, meaning it's good, it works. So if he says he's konim his mouth and speaking to you, he says, meaning he's not going to speak to his friend, a neder not to speak to his friend, and a neder not to do malacha for his friend, yadai oseimcha, and ragli malacha simcha, means I'm not going to go to walk with my friend, whatever. All these types of nedarim work. Rashi, okay, konam pi medaberimcha, mashani medaberimcha, asura like a korban. When I'm going to speak to you, it's going to be asur like a korban. O sheomer konam yadai oseimcha, o konam ragli malechasimcha, asur ledaberimo, ula alechimo, ula sosimo molacha, because it's a good neder. Okay. Now to the Gemara, Gemara asks a contradiction. Chomer bishvuas minadarim, minadarim minashvuas. Each has a chomer, the other one doesn't have. Chomer binadarim, shenadadarim, chalim al mitzvah kibirashus. That a neder works on, it works on mitzvahs just like it does on rishus. So if a person asers on himself to have enough from a sukkah, let's say, it works. Masha'en kain bishvuas. Doesn't work. If he swears he's not going to sit in a sukkah, you can't swear to mevatel a mitzvah, and therefore that doesn't work. So that's a chumra and a darim has over shvuas. But chomer b'shvuas, sheshvuas chalos al davar sheish bo mamish v'shein bo mamish. It works on things that are tangible and intangible. Ma she'en kein b'nedarim. Nedarim only work on tangible things, but not on intangible. And therefore, that's difficult. Because we said that these three things we're mentioning in the Mishnah are intangible things. They're not articles. He says, I'm not going to speak to you, I'm not going to walk with you, or do things for you. These are actions that he's making a neder on, and neders and nedarim don't work on acts, they work on physical objects. So how could it be that our Mishnah said these are good nedarim? So the Gemara answers, Amar of Yehuda, Be'omer Yeaser Pi Lidiburi. Yadai lemaaseim and raglai lehiluchan, that he is making a neder on something tangible, literally his mouth and his hands and his feet. That's his intent, and not the action, but the actual parts of his body, and therefore it has what to be called on its tangible things, and therefore that's why it's a good neder. And the Gemara says daikanami, it's meduyak actually in the lashon. Why? Diktani pi medaberimcha. Use lashon, my mouth from speaking to you. right? V'loktani shani medaberimcha. If it was just the action, you should have said, you know, konam, then I'm not going to speak to you.
But ani is tangible also.
Pardon me?
But ani is tangible just like bet. I.
He's not making. He says I'm usher to you. He's not saying he's usher. That would be the thing. But he's not saying I'm usher to you. He says my what I'm going to speak to you is usher. Shanimid the bear imcha. Right.
It's a deka nami. I don't see the deka nami.
No, it's right. So the deka is that it's we use the word p, which is tangible, right? It says p midaber imcha, and it doesn't say ani midaber imcha. Right, but that he's not ushering himself. He's ushering his talking or his mouth. So talking is not tangible, but P, in the Taika says P. Okay, says Rashi on the Gemara. Chalin al mitzvah, right, kibir shus, it works for mitzvahs or rishus. She'im amar konem, right, these are nadarim, right, they work for both. She'im amar konem shani osei, or suka, or konem shani maniach tefillin, chala neder, it's on, the neder's on the, right, on the suka or the tefillin, then it works. V'imasa kam lei bal yachon, if he does so, and he's over on the neder. Mashain kin b'shua, it doesn't. She'ein nishba'in levatel at the mitzvahs. You cannot do that. The mushba v'yom me'arsinayu lekaiman lahachi lochala. If it doesn't work when he makes a shvua, lochala shvua le the ein shvua chal al shvua. Because we already have a shvua from our Sinai, so can't have another shvua to go on the shvua. Mashain came in the darim, says Rashi, the ein chalin al davar she'ein bo mamish. Doesn't work on things that are not tangible, could go on dibur, speech, she'ein bo mamish, v'amai k'taniyot asur. So why does the Mishnah say that it does work? Be'omer yasar pi l'diburi, kolomar, pi yasar, right, my mouth, which is a tangible thing, that's what's asur. Lo'oto dibur she'ani medaberim, from which I'm going to speak. V'apesh nesar yesh bo mamish, v'dai. That's the mouth is something mamish. And v'yadayim l'maaseh yadehem shani osei imcha, and then again my arms, he's saying, raglai, my feet, lehiluk shalo alech, I'm not going to go with you. These are tangible things. They kanami mimasnitzin da'asar, we can make a deal from the Mishnah that it's asar. Why? Because it says the pi kamar, he actually loses the lashon in my mouth, right? The k'tani konem pi medaber imcha, but lo k'tani didn't say general shani medaber imcha mash. So what do we see? Shma mina the yasar pi kamar is actual mouth behind the var sheish mamamish, and that's something that is tangible. Hadrinalach kol kinuye blinader, hadrinalach kol kinuye blinader, hadrinalach kol kinuye blinader. Ve'elu mutarin. Next mission. The following lashonos are mutar. In other words, they're not good lashonas of a neder, and therefore they don't, you know, need to find a petach to matir them. It's nothing. They don't work. What are they? Chulin shochalach, right? Which is obvious. He says, not what I'm going to eat from you is a korban. He says it's going to be chulin. Chulin's fine. So what I'm eating from you is going to be okay. So we're going to see. It's quite obvious. It's not a neder. Okay, and then we add these other things. Kibasar Chazir. He says he's ushering on his friend's thing on him like Basar Chazir's usher. Or Kavodas Kochavim, like that's usher. Oros Levuvim. This was a form of Avodah Zarah where they used to, while the animal was alive, they used to make a circle and cut out a circle where its heart is and pull out its heart and sacrifice it. So the whole animal and the hides that you see the circle and that you knew this was done to, that's it's aser behana, as the vodah zarah. Kenevelos or treifus, he says what I'm going to eat from you is going to be like kenevelos and treifus, or kishkatsim and ramasim, or kechalas arn, which we've seen before. This part of the Mishnah quoted, right, that like it's going to be like challah that we take from our dough, ukatrumaso, like truma that we take and give to the Kohen. So all these are mutter, meaning it's not a good neder if he uses any of these things. The common thing here we see is that they're hadpasa on a davar ha'asur and not a davar ha'nadur, which we've also seen a number of times. I mean, it has to be on something that you make asur, not that it is in itself asur. And therefore, it's not a good hadpasa, and all these things, therefore, are not good nadar. Ha'omer li'ishto, he says to his wife, Hare atalai ki'ima. That he says, you are to me like my mother. In other words, he's asking living with his wife, and just like he's asked to live with his mother. So he's using that lashon. You're like my mother. So poskim lo petach mimachom acher shelo yakel rosho lekach. So really, it shouldn't be a good neder either, like everything else in the list in this Mishnah, because it's a davar aser, right? The mother is aser. You don't make your mother aser. Your mother is aser on you. So really, it shouldn't be good, and it really isn't. But the Chachamim made a gezerah that it's not automatically okay, that you have to anyways find a petach. Why? In order, as it says, Shlo Yakel Rosh Olakach, because the person would get angry at his wife quite often and blurt out these various nedarim, like, you're like my mother, whatever. So if we're going to tell him the whole time, okay, it's nothing, it's not a neder, you know, it's not a davar another, it's davar aser, it's fine. Then one time he's going to, yes, do it on davar anadur and not realize it or whatever, and it is going to be aser on him, and so therefore.
That's in the negative. Hey, you're just like my mother, a nudge. I mean, that's not a neder in the first place. Or you could say, you're just like my mother. She's very caring.
Right.
How does it nicker that? Why should the Chachamah have to make anything on that?
Well, again,
it's a statement.
Right. No, right. No,
just
that,
like my mom.
Right. No, you can say by a lot of things that, you know, that Jesus, that, you know, it's not like we said. There's yados, right? They're not clear exactly. And when we were discussing it, could mean this, it could mean that. But you know, the guy's angry. You're like my mother, you know.
It's endearment.
Right. No, it's okay. So it could be that in certain situations, you know, it goes after lashon b'nei adam. Maybe in the, but if in the case when he's it's clear that it's a neder. So it's okay. That's the Mishnah. Let's see Rashi. The elu mutarim, the lo chashiv einen, not nedarim. Ha'omer chulin asheni ochel lacha, o kibasar schazi asheni ochel lacha, o kabolos chavi mechulin, kechalos aron, trumas, so all these are mutar, lechol imo, dechol hani lav devar anadur. Again, these are not devar anadur. Hein ela, they're devar asr. The memela mitzri. They're automatically aser, below neder. Nodrim b'davar aser. It doesn't work to be matpis on davar aser. It has to be davar neder. Okay, Gemara. So the beginning of the Mishnah was that he says chulin shochalach. We said it's just, of course, totally fine. It's not a neder because chulin is not aser. So the Gemara understands now that why did the Mishnah say it? It was said to make a diuk. So we should be medayik. Meaning, taima damar chulin shochalach. Mashma ha'amar la chulin shochalach. Then that would be mashma la chulin would be mashma lo chulin lahave ela korban. In other words, it's mimadaya chulin is not a netter, but if it would be la chulin, then that would be, because la chulin would mean lo chulin rather a korban, and then that would be a netter because he's matpisit on a korban. Okay, so Gemara says, if that's the case, that's the kavanah of the Mishnah, then mani masnisi. Who is the author of our Mishnah here? E Rabbi Meir Hales Le Michlal Lavat Hashemehain. So this is a case of Lavat Hashemehain. It's a lochulin, but rather a korban. So that's, but we know that Rabbi Meir doesn't hold by Michlal Hashemehain, as we've seen a number of times. So it's not Rabbi Meir. Ve'ela, what are you going to say? It's Rabbi Yehuda. So it's Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds that you do say, let me call Lavat Hashemehain. That's difficult. Why? Because Hainu Reisha. Because if you remember back on Yud Amud Beis, the Mishnah over there, it says, Mamish, this case, it says, Lechuli Shochalach, etc., etc., Reza Nadar B'Korban. Mamish has this case. And Rabbi Yehuda. And the Gemara says over there, that's Rabbi Yehuda says that over there in the Mishnah. So that's exactly our case over here. So we need two Mishnahs. The Rabbi Yehuda is saying the exact same thing. Very difficult. So therefore, the Gemara says, we'll learn the following. That really, the Mishnah did not write this first case of Chulin Och Shochalach to be Medayik. Not the Yishmedayik. Mash Malach Chulina. No. It was this written kipshuto, not to make any diukim, even though there's no chiddush. And aidi diktani kibasar chazir kavodas chavim etc. So lachiktani chulin. In other words, it just gave a list of things which are mutter. So this is also mutter, but not that you should be medayik. Oh, mashma. No diukim. Just take it for face value. That if a person says chulin, then I'm gonna shochalach. That's fine. It's not a good neder. Just like these other things, and finish. Not to make any diukim. Okay, Rashi. on the Gemara, right? E Rabbi Meir v'halei, so he doesn't hold by Michal Tashamehain. V'heichad amar lechulin, lo amrinan de mashma ela lekorban, because that would be the hainu hain michlalav, which Rabbi Meir doesn't hold like. Ela Rabbi Hudahi the islel michlalav hain, that he does hold by that, but that's difficult as Rashi, because hainu reisha, because we already learned that in daf yud kolomar kvar tanina bepirkin leel, as it says over there lechulin shalchalach lo bas lo kasher, etc., etc. He uses lashen umakmin and la, and we say over there that's Rabbi Yehuda. So what is he teaching me here? It's exactly the same case. If so, so therefore ela vadai lo itzricha hacha lechulin. Really, he doesn't have to be right that here at all. There's no chiddush in here at all. Ela da'idi debay lemisne kabasar chazir kavodos achavim satani nami chulin. So we throw this in as well. Okay.